Welcome back to The Elaborators, episode 2 for 2023. We're going to be talking about the 6 habits to grow your faith. Well, we're not going to be talking about all 6 of them. Today, specifically, we're going to be talking about the impact of actually reading the Bible. Now, for a lot of us, the Bible brings up all sorts of red flags, but I reckon today, with our special guests, you'll get some great insights. We're going to be talking to Pastor Stan, the lead pastor of Werribee Baptist Church. We're also going to be talking to Clayton B. Allen, the CEO of Positive Media, the guy that's in charge of 89.9, The Light, those kind of things as well, and find out what the Bible means to them and how they go about it. So let's get into it. I just hit the wrong button. It doesn't even matter. Nobody actually cares, do they?
Nobody
cares. You're not here yet.
Oh,
you're not. Yeah, okay, hang on.
But I am.
Okay. Now you're here.
Thanks for the welcome. I love the applause.
Stan Ritchie in the house. Yeah, That's fine. It's great to have you with us. How are you feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling tired. I'm sprinting to holiday, looking forward to that starting next week. 2 weeks in Thailand. No work, no emails.
Rubbish.
No.
Are you pretty disciplined? Is your habit of holidaying pretty good? Do you actually really genuinely turn the emails and the phone off? Because you know the first thing your staff is going to do is just...
mostly.
I think we're just all going to prank your phone and just see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I do get messages from Blenda sometimes that says you're supposed to be on holiday or you're supposed to, today's your day off. And
For those of you who are unaware, Stan, one of the greatest people in our staff is Belinda Robinson, who reminds us all that we are supposed to be more disciplined and actually take breaks and wind down. What is your habit of winding down? You're a deeply spiritual man, so I assume it has something to do with sitting cross-legged and in a meditative pose reading the Psalms. But other than that,
clearly that's it, 100%. No. It's going to the beach and sitting by the pool and by the beach and just enjoying nothingness.
Nothingness.
I'll read. And they'll probably be read books on leadership.
I was going to say.
And stuff like that.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Well, but I don't do fiction.
You don't do fiction?
Yeah. Unless.
Do you do biographies?
Depends on who it is.
Yeah. Would you read a biography about me? That's all I want to know.
I would be just marvelously entertained in a biography about you. But I wouldn't want the last 4 years to appear in that biography.
Really? You don't want
No, I don't want to play a feature in that.
You and I have only known each other for 4 or 5 years on this level. We knew each other briefly a little bit in the background, but you would come out looking good.
Yeah, okay.
I think so. I mean, of course I would slander you at the end of the book just to get some promotion.
You've got to sell it, right? Right. No, nobody's going to buy it just because we're nice to each other. Right?
Absolutely.
So got to have some drama. Right.
Absolutely. So we're going to try and create some drama on the podcast today. But I was talking to a bunch of people around this organization about the habit series that we've started. We started with you bringing a message on the importance of the Bible.
The Bible.
The B-I-B-L-E. Now, as soon as I say the Bible, there's a whole lot of red flags go off in people's minds about what the Bible is and what the Bible says. You've gone through a few different iterations of Stan over the years. When did the Bible become important to you?
Oh, wow. When did the Bible become important to me? You know, I don't know. I think you stumped me. But vitally important as far as having a habit of reading it every day and using it to actually as a mirror for my life and all those things that we know we should do, probably early days when I became a youth leader in a church. That's when I started developing the daily habit of reading the Bible. Before that, I knew the Bible was important. I grew up in the era where everybody just accepted that the Bible's true and we're supposed to read it and live by it. And you know, the Ten Commandments and you kind of know it organically.
There were some cultural norms.
Yeah.
So you hadn't necessarily read the Bible, but it was part of the conversational norm within the culture you were in.
Sure. Yeah. So, that'd be an accurate statement. Yeah. Yep.
Were you in the What Would Jesus Do era?
I had a bracelet.
You had a bracelet.
I did.
So, and I don't mean this as a joke, but did you know what Jesus would do? Was it the kind of thing where you went WWJD and you had read his words, or was it more of a moral conscience kind of?
No. I would say I knew pretty much what Jesus would do. But interestingly, again, this is a generational thing. Growing up in a Christian culture or a Christian subculture.
Yeah.
You know, what I find amazing is when we read the Bible now, even if you're reading it for the first time, it's familiar.
Yeah.
It's like you've heard, you've been exposed and things like that. And again, I'm saying that about my generation growing up. Today's generation, they don't start in that same place.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so critical for us to be doing what we're doing now in this series and even approaching the Bible a little bit differently than traditionally we have, making the assumptions that people are coming to the table with assumed knowledge.
Right.
And that's a big thing for me. And when I'm telling people go to the book of Luke, well, I don't do that. It's like Luke, he was a guy that followed Jesus around and he was a doctor and he actually wrote. He was a real person. So you got to make it real for people because they don't just know Luke chapter 2. What is chapter 2? Are those footnotes, all the verse divisions? I mean, literally people ask those questions now because people are less familiar and just accepting of the Bible now.
I think there's a certain truth in this. I think most people would understand there's a historical book called the Bible, that it belongs to a Christian religion. The idea that it could teach us and lead us is very foreign to a lot of people. But you were saying it became important to you when you became a youth leader. I'm always fascinated by this idea that we need God when we need God. There's this sense of, and so trying to inspire people to recognize their need for God to speak to them, partly is the task-based person that goes, I've got a task now, and like the English teacher, I've got to be just one chapter ahead of the kids.
Right, that was it, 100%. Is it that we, as I became a youth leader, which I probably did it because I didn't have a great youth experience growing up myself, and I saw all the fun that I would get to have hanging out with teenagers because they're way more fun than us old people.
Absolutely.
And I thought, hey, I can do some of that. But then when I actually had to start having conversations with them, when I had to start teaching lessons and things, it's like, oh, there needs to be some substance about this guy
before
I'm going to be able to offer them anything. And there was a tool and resources that we were exposed to that helped us develop that habit of reading the Bible. So it was made a little bit easier for that. But that was really the exposure to that daily Bible reading habit.
So the fears that people have about the Bible, of course, is maybe I don't want to be seen with it. Sometimes the idea of just, oh my goodness, there's a Bible and will people judge me for having it, the physical Bible. And so that's why, you know, again, Bible on your phone now. You can pretend you're playing Angry Birds and you're reading the Bible. but the next part is, where do I start? It's history, it's poetry, it's prophecy, it's all of those things. Where do I start? And so you were saying there was a tool that you were given. What's the one you've shown? You've actually come up with one. I don't know if you came up with this yourself or whatever it is, but for those playing along at home, if you go to wherewebaptist.org.au, you can check out the habits. You can actually get a digital copy of that for the vodcasters that are seeing this.
And it's on the app.
It's on the app.
And you can get the verse and write your notes on the app and everything.
Everything like that, which is what I did.
Yep.
Pastor Stan, you're a pen and paper guy. I am a pen and paper guy. I just find less and less time at the moment to do that with my buzzy. So how did you come up with this?
This is very similar to the thing that we were introduced to, the quiet time tool we were introduced to 35 years ago or something like that, 37. Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're just feeling old now, aren't you?
but it's just really simple. Each day there's a passage and you read the passage maybe multiple times and then you look at, okay, what is going on here? What's the writer actually saying? And then you write that down, and then you think about that. Okay, what does that mean for me today?
Yeah.
How can I apply that to my life? You write that down. And then we've added in this, the prayer thing is to keep a prayer journal, a few dot points, or potentially that application you just made, write that back as a prayer, asking God to, you know, empower you for those things. So it's really simple.
Curated, in this case, Pastor Deanna from Werribee Baptist Church has curated these verses. She's found some great verses that are easily accessible. Of course, you can just use them on the app. You can click on them and you can write that kind of stuff down. In just a moment, I'm going to come back to you, Pastor Stan, but for now, I just want to introduce you to a friend of mine. His name is Clayton Bielan, and he's actually doing something really, really interesting in the public space. So I might just kick you out of the studio,
okay,
and we're going to have a chat to Clay. So in our habit series, we've been talking about reading the Word and why it's really, really important. And so one of the things that I've seen recently is a friend of mine who happens just just happens to be the CEO of a radio station, has launched as part of their radio station a brand new podcast called Everyday Joy, which just happens to be about reading the Bible. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the CEO of Positive Media, Mr. Clayton Bjellin. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, mate. Great to speak to you, and you know, thanks for asking me on.
Absolutely. Well, I heard you have a studio that just follows you around so I can just talk to you whenever.
It's pretty much true, actually. Not quite on the full studio, but being in radio long enough that you end up with bits of equipment and everything wherever you might be as well. So
well, thanks so much for taking the time out. Listen, I know that the job you do is to oversight and lead the Light radio station and subsidiaries of that. There's a couple of different radio stations that you run. But as part of that, you've started some podcasting on top of that. And the very first podcast that you've put out, which is doing very, very well, I'm told, has been at number one, currently hovering around number two, number three on the spiritual podcast. So huzzah for you.
Yeah,
But the first angle you've taken is not a lifestyle podcast or a music-focused podcast. It's actually a podcast focused on talking about scripture.
Yeah. That's right.
What was that choice about? Why choose that?
Yeah, look, the reason was around, you know, one of the things we've got as a, you know, Christian-based radio station, that we want to be as wide as possible to allow people to understand and experience Jesus as they go through. So for people who may not be in church, we want to be using language that's open and all of those sorts of things. And so through the radio, part of what we do is every hour after the news, we just have what we call a words to live by. It's actually just a verse from the Bible. Mm-hmm. We read that out and then we just sort of expand on that just a little bit. And we thought, oh, you know, we value incredibly the value of the Bible and what it means. There's a whole lot of research that's been done that says if people engage in the Bible four times or more a week, destructive behaviors in their life plummet. But if it's less than that, you know, there's more chance of people, you know, the studies show there's this four times a week is this key idea. And so we said, look, as we get into podcasting, what's the number one thing we want to do? We said, well, we want to actually expand that. So we've taken our words to live by and essentially said, look, let's actually do a 10-minute each day, just sit with somebody, unpack the same verse. So whatever you hear on the radio, it's then the same verse that you're hearing in the podcast and go from there. And Joy Rabella, who is one of our incredible hosts at the radio station, has a great passion for the word as well. And so Everyday Joy was born and it deliberately has those double meanings. And that's where it came from.
So for you, the real impact of the radio station is well beyond that to the listener and the impact that Positive Media can have directly on the listener. You've actually been informed by research that says if we got the word heard at least four times a week, destructive behaviors. I mean, what an incredible approach to take. And I guess you'll be asking for some feedback as well on that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, look, there's a whole other piece of work that we're doing at the moment where we're trying to really know how we know we're actually changing lives through the work we want to do. You know, everything we're about, we're hoping people understand Jesus more, have a better life, have more hope, peace and positivity as they go through their world. And so it's sort of teaming up with some work that we're doing over the next year or so to actually go and measure that. So that's our heart. How do we help people, right? We've got this privilege of having this wide voice that can go to literally hundreds of thousands of people every day who are tuning in. And, you know, we've got about 10% of Melbourne who are tuning in every single week to the radio.
That's massive, isn't it?
And so this opportunity to reach them, we want to give them every opportunity. So if they want to explore more, we want to provide that opportunity. It's just to go with us for a time and just start hearing a bit more of it, well, let's give them that opportunity. So as much as we can, that's what we're hoping to do.
Let's make it personal for a second. The Word of God, what's it meant to you? How have you gone about getting it into your heart over the years of walking your faith?
Yeah, look, different ways. You know, I've done everything from listening to it to reading it and all sorts of things. But the one that's actually settled most with me is a couple of things. I did an interview many, many years ago with Aussie golfer Aaron Baddeley. You might remember Aaron Baddeley, a guy who was following Jesus, and he was talking about the soap method, which I'm sure you're probably familiar with.
Big
Justin,
fan, big fan.
Others may not, yeah. So that's actually something that I've really taken hold of. So what I do each day is I read a chapter of the Old Testament, chapter of the New Testament. I then just try and really read it with fresh eyes. One of my favorite authors is a guy by the name of Adrian Plass.
Yes.
The UK.
Is he UK?
Yeah, UK. And he just talks about reading the Bible and not with all of the knowledge. You know, I've been brought up in church, and so I sort of sometimes excuse phrases in there that are quite shocking. And so I'm just trying to read it and go, oh, that really stands out for me. So I just sort of underline it for whatever reason. I write down those verses, and then I sit back and I say, how does that apply to me? So the SOAP method is scripture. What's the scripture I'm doing? Observing. I'm observing what it is, applying it. So I actually write down a way that it can apply to my life and then write a prayer about it. So that's S-O-A-P.
SOAP.
And so that's something that I'm doing every day as my way of going about it and actually trying to relate the Bible into my world and my life. And then, you know, it has those opportunities to add things like the podcast and the various other things into that. But that's my sense. And the only other one I'd add to it is I actually pray a daily prayer, which is from Romans 12, 1 and 2 from the Message version, but I make that my own prayer as I go through. And that's something that I pray every single day at the end of my time together.
Beautiful. Are you a morning person, a night person, or whenever you can fit it in, guy?
I'm naturally a night owl, but I cannot. I've realized that I just have to put this first. So I have to spend my time reading the Bible, praying early, and it sets me up for the day. So for me, it's always at the start of it, and that's where I'm going in, including even at the moment. You know, other things are happening, so I'm having to even get up a bit earlier.
Wow.
Which is hard for a night out, but I'm slowly getting there as we go.
Well, I think in radio you've probably done all of the shifts, haven't you? You've had to force yourself to do breakfast at times and things like that. So for you, it's one of those. It's a daily habit. How long has this been a daily habit for you?
Look, it's been for a while now. I've certainly been pretty interested in the Bible my whole life, but really specifically like this was a year, I would say it's somewhere between 8 to 10 years ago where I said, as a New Year's resolution, I will do this. And
okay.
I actually completed the New Year's resolution. And then by the end of the year, it was such a habit that I feel lost if I actually go through the day without it. And sometimes things happen, whatever, but you know, at the worst, I'll at least listen to the two passages, the two chapters as I go through the day sometimes.
So for you, it's been something that you made a resolution. You did it for the whole year, and then it's become something that's become unmissable, something that's a highlight for you in the day, I presume. But also, what the SOAP method allows is you've actually read the whole Bible. Do you find that that helps you give context to the individual verses? Do you find that you're often going, "Oh, that relates"? You can actually see how the story connects.
Yeah, it definitely does, and I think it's helpful to read it a few times as I've gone through. And, you know, clearly I cycle through the New Testament a bit faster than the Old Testament too, because it's, you know, shorter chapters, the amount of chapters that are in there. And that's been really interesting. And the thing I found most fascinating is how, you know, these words that were written 5,000, 6,000 years ago, and yet as I bring them to God, he makes them alive for me. And the amount of times that just this random chapter that I'm up to in the Old Testament and this random chapter that I'm up to in the New Testament happen to, I've never seen the link before like that. And then, oh my goodness, that links to me right now.
Yeah.
And those moments and those times, God just seems to use them. I had one even just in the last few months where I got to the book of Ezra and Ezra a few times, but oh my goodness, it was at the exact right timing, that exact right way to help me understand some things that were going on in my world.
So exciting. And this is the point, isn't it, that the podcast that's come out of the heart of the ministry that you're the head of is actually coming from a space that you've lived. This is lived experience, and you're saying, I've actually seen the results of that in my own life. It's just a thing that, you know, for me personally, it does speak to my emotional, physical, and just general health, where it's that thing of I feel like I've spoken with and heard from God, which is a phenomenal thing to even claim, but there's a sense of strength, a spiritual strength and an ability to kind of face the day, especially when you're reading some of those Old Testament biographies where you realize, really, people have been through it before, everything's been lived before, everything's been asked before, and so you can get some day-to-day wisdom for your context from ancient scriptures, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think – you know, I'm a real story guy.
Yeah.
And so for me, stories is really key. And you know, I love that other people, they do that through song, you know, I mean, you're incredibly musical as well. But for me, like that, you know, I can listen to a worship song based out of scripture and that's great and it's awesome, but it's not the same for me.
Right,
even
right.
A prayer walk, you know, I can go walking, but I get distracted.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's my encouragement too, is as you find you, it's your habit, right? God made us individual for a reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean there's this one certain way that everybody's going to do that. But I realized for me, it was about finding my way and then going, right, I have to put that as a priority because there's so much benefit out of it. The amount of times in the opportunity of even leading, you know, positive media to go, oh my goodness, if I hadn't had that half hour this morning, like this is, I'm prepared for this now. Like I didn't even know I was being prepared for this.
That's
opportunity. So I think it's finding your own thing too.
Beautiful, man. Hey, Clayton Bjelland from the CEO of Positive Media, looks after 89.9 The Light and a whole bunch of other radio stations as well. It's so cool to have spoken to you. Thank you so much for carving some time out and teaching us the reason why this habit has been so impacting in your life, and hopefully we've encouraged some others too.
Well, exactly right. Thanks so much. And, you know, thanks for always letting us get the plug out there. We want more people to be able to just engage with the Bible as well. And so if it's through that podcast, Everyday Joy, we're happy. And it's great to chat to you.
Beautiful. Pleasure, man. We'll put the link in our notes and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, heaps.
Cheers, mate.
Hey, that was really good hearing from Clayton and just how he does it, the SOAP method and just the whole initiative that he's overseeing now with the positive media and everything is exciting. But the SOAP method isn't that dissimilar to what we were just describing earlier. It's scripture, read the scripture. O is
observation.
Right?
There we go.
I'm trying to remember.
Ironically enough.
And that's the same thing. What is the writer saying?
What's the writer saying?
Application and then a prayer. So
what I love about the SOAP method and this method that we've talked about is prayer for me growing up was you had to speak. You had to say something with your mouth, with your voice. And for a lot of us, and especially when you're thinking of this conceptually, speaking to the universe, speaking to God, that's a big deal. And you think, have I got the right words? And so many people, and of course you can read, there are plenty of written prayers that you can read aloud that are really help recitative prayer. But that sort of free form prayer, it was something that just, I didn't know really. Was I doing it right? Was that what God wanted me? Well, I love when I say to my kids, would you, you know, I'll pray and then I'll say, would you like to pray? And every now and again, my little one will say, I don't know how to start the prayer, Daddy. How do I start the prayer? And I just say, dear Jesus. Okay. And then we get going. But those simple questions can be really confronting for people. So I actually really like writing a prayer.
Yeah, no, that's really good and really helpful. And that's why we incorporated that into the tool. Because it forces you to, you think differently when you have to write.
Yes.
You know, because you come up with the words and all that. But you know, thinking about what to say, you know, God already knows our thoughts and everything. I remember when I was a youth leader, a lot of this goes back to then.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm just unpacking my childhood.
Exactly. Thanks 37 years ago when I was a youth leader.
But, you know, I remember a couple of our youth came to us and said, hey, can Satan hear your prayers?
Wow.
And they thought, hey, I'm going to pray just in my head.
Yeah.
I'm not going to audibly put it out there because then Satan won't hear it. But God says anyway, right? And then another young lady actually had the great privilege of leading her to Christ. She was a German exchange student.
Yeah.
And I'd gone through the gospel with her and everything, and she said she wanted to say the prayer to accept Jesus.
And you were trying to find it in the Bible, and it wasn't there. Yep.
Anyway.
Where is that salvation prayer?
When she came to the point of actually praying, she said, can I pray it in German?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So I got no idea what she said, but I believe that she's a follower of Jesus today.
Yeah.
So yeah, prayer, it's this mythical thing. It feels like, or mysterious thing. Mm-hmm, it's not mythical. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this mysterious thing that we want to have formulas and everything. And that's what a lot of the written prayers are in liturgies and things. But I reckon God likes the just real talking to him, honest, open, because he already knows anyway.
That's it. So. And I think the questions that we ask, even if you're an older person and you think we've just given examples of a teenager and a child asking questions, adults have those questions too.
Sure they do.
Don't be afraid of asking the questions. And that's why we're saying, if you want to jump on the app, if you want to jump on the website, you can DM us, you can ask us any questions you like. All we're trying to say is that the habits that we're talking about, and we've talked about reading the Bible. We're going to talk about why would we attend temple. Why would we go to church? We're gonna talk about giving. We're gonna talk about relationships and small groups and those kinds of things. We're gonna talk about the things that we believe fundamentally bring spiritual vitality to
exactly.
every person.
The basic elements of living out our Christian faith, and it's not so that we can say we've got everybody reading the Bible, we've got everybody praying, we've got everybody giving, woohoo,
yeah.
or serving even, and all those things. It's because these things are good for you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not all about you, but your relationship with Christ will grow if you develop some of these habits and implement them in your life. And it's just fundamental. And the one thing I'm really excited about with this series is actually a launching pad. Because when you look at the six habits that we're talking about, we look at reading the word, we look at the community of faith, church, and then we look at serving and praying and giving and even sharing your faith. Every one of those can have more teaching and training as an offshoot from it, course that's 4 or 6 weeks long. And so this is going to be foundational to our equipping ministry here at WBC. So I am just super excited about this series and what we've done there.
And all of those different habits, of course, we'll hone in on the elaborators as well, because we think that there are people that won't be able to get to the church or see it online or whatever. So listen to the podcast, watch the podcast, whatever you want to do. But today we've already talked about, you can listen to the Everyday Joy podcast, which is 10 minutes of a discussion over a scripture. Mm-hmm. You can get this habits tool from our website and from our app. You can just open the word and give it a crack. But I would encourage you, if any of this is sort of ringing true, maybe it's a habit you used to have that you want to restart again. Maybe it's something that you've never tried. You're a bit sort of overwhelmed by the idea of opening them. Maybe you don't have a faith and you're thinking, what on earth does that book that instructs all the Christians say? Give it a crack. Try one or two of these things that we've mentioned. And just before we cruise, because there'll be a couple of weeks where we won't have Brother Stan at the microphone, favorite verse, favorite scripture, favorite book of the Bible? Do you have one of those that you go to?
Oh, man. Well, you just asked 3 or 4 different questions.
I know. I was giving, I was, just in case you couldn't name, I thought maybe a book. Or
I love the book of Acts in the New Testament, because it's about the
Who knew that a church leader?
It's about the birth and growth of the church. But in the Old Testament corollary to that's the book of Nehemiah.
Building
the walls and everything. But my favorite verse would be in Ephesians chapter 3, where verse 20. It says that he can do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And that's a verse that's very close to my heart, because when I think about what I'd love to see God do, is he can do more than that.
More than that.
So that's great.
Don't matter what you can think, he can do more. Pastor Dan Ritchie, thanks for hanging out with us on The Elaborators once more. Thanks to Clayton Bialin from Positive Media as well. We'll be back next week talking about another habit and hopefully inspiring you. Have you got any final words for the people?
Just enjoy getting into the habits while I go on holiday, and I'm still going to do the habits while I'm on holiday.
But you're going to turn your phone off.
But I'm going to,
even though
I'm going to not look at my email on my phone.
The entire
much.
bless you, man. Thank you for being with us. We'll catch you all next week. Cheers.